Megadev Haynu Mevorach Hashem. That's what the Torah says. If you Megadev, you like curse Hashem, the Torah says is a chiyuv curse. So Rebbe holds that Megadev Haynu Mevorach Hashem. What is the title of Megadev? That means somebody that gives a klola, that's Mekalo curses Hashem. Uksir, the Torah says Mevorach Hashem. The Torah says that somebody gives a klola, curses Hashem, v'nosoi chetei. It says Loshen there, v'nosoi chetei. Now what oinish does he get? He gets cursed. Because the Torah says clearly, by Megadif he gets cursed. And he holds, what is a Megadif? That's a person that curses Hashem. And by cursing Hashem, the Pasuk says, v'nosoi chetei. Me'le v'gomar ahai chetei, t'hocha mecheta d'hosem. Just like here the Pasuk says, chetei yis ishahu. So what oinish does he get? He gets an oinish curse. So according to Rebbe, the Pasuk is saying, for not bringing Pesach Sheni, Cheto Yisoy, you have a Chiyuv Koros also. So therefore, the Pasuk is saying there are two different Chiyuv Koros. For not bringing Pesach Rishon is a Chiyuv Koros, and for not bringing Pesach Sheni, you have a Chiyuv Koros. That's Rebbe Shita. No, so we said you don't occur two times. It means, let's say you were a Kotim by Pesach Rishon, and now you became a God of a Pesach Sheni. So for not bringing Pesach Sheni, there's a Chiyuv Koros. Even though you are part of a Pesach Rishon, as each one has their own chiyuv, separate chiyuv. In Echnami, the chiyuv curse for the first one, there's no not communion in the second one. Baitem, for Rabbi Nosson Savar no, Rabbi Nosson Dashon the Posik, for Choda Lasa Sa Pesach for Nichrasa. That what the Torah says, why do you get curse? Because you did not bring the Pesach Rishon. Now, I the Posik says, Ki Korban, it says Ki Korban Hashem Lehikriv. He says the high key Loshin Dehohu. This Loshin key is not saying a new chiyuv. It's explaining itself. V'ochi Kamaro Rachmona. This is what the pasuk means to say. You know why this person gets karis? To Korban Hashem Lehikriv B'Moyad Emarishon. Because he did not bring Pesach Rishon. There was a pasuk just explaining itself. The pasuk says V'choda Lasas Apostle. This person did not bring the Pesach. This person gets chorus. Why? Because he did not bring the Pesach Rishon at its time. So according to Rav Nosson, the Pasuk is saying, where is the Chiyuv Koros? Only from not bringing Pesach Rishon. If you did not bring Pesach Sheni, even though you willingly, there's no Chiyuv Koros for that. If somebody was a Shoigig, B'Shas Pesach Rishon, and B'Shas Pesach Sheni was amazing, there's no Chiyuv Koros according to Rav Nosson. Because the Torah only says the Chiyuv Koros only by Pesach Rishon. Why does the Pasuk have to say it again? If we're only talking about Pesach Rishon, the Torah says clearly it gets cursed. So why does the Pasuk have to end off the Cheto Yisoy? And the Gemara Kisover of Nosson holds, Megadev Lav Haynu Mevorach Es Hashem. That's what the Torah says, he gets Chiyuv cursed. If you're Megadev is not somebody that curses Hashem. Rather, there's another man, the Yom, in Krisa that says, Megadev means, Rashi says, Elo mezamer o mesher l'avodah zarah. Somebody that sings to an avodah zarah. That's called a Megadev. So if you start singing and praising the avodah zarah, for that is the Chiyuv Koros. But who are then in the passion of somebody curses Hashem, there the Torah just says a Loshin, v'nosoi chetoi. Now we do not know what onus does he get. How do we know what's the taich in the Pasuk, v'nosoi chetoi? Well, that's why the Torah says it over here again. But here it's talking about Koros by not bringing a Pesach. And the Torah ends off, V'cheta Yisoy, to come to teach us that when the Torah says by Mekalas Hashem, you get Cheta Yisoy, it means curse. So the Gomer Hai Chetoy, Tohosa, my Hai Chetoy, the Hocha. Ma Hocha, curse. Just like over here, the Torah says at the end, by not bringing the Pesach Rishon, V'nosoy Chetoy, that means you get curse. Av Hosam, who are then over there? When the Torah says not to curse Hashem, and the Torah says, what does it mean? Chorus. Avhosam chorus. That's why the Pasuk at the end ends off here. Vechetoi, chetoi yisrishahu. Even though the Pasuk is only talking about the Pesach Rishon. And it says already you get chorus. So why does it end off? Chetoi yisrishahu. To teach us that when the Torah says someplace else, chetoi yisoy, it also means the chiyuv chorus. That's Rav Nosson Shita. Rabbi Chananya ben Akav Yisovar like this. So he holds what? He holds that they're both totally zeh b'zeh. There's only a chiyuv koros if you do not bring both Zay Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If you do not bring them both, b'mezid, then there's a chiyuv koros. But even though you were amazing by Pesach Rishon, if you're not amazing by Pesach Sheni, you're potter from Korus. Because the second one could fix up the first one. How does he know that? When do you get Korus for not bringing Pesach Rishon? Only, the pasuk means, when do you get Korus for not bringing Pesach Rishon? Only if you also did not bring Pesach Sheni. Fahai cheta yisai mayavadle. What does he do at the end of the pasuk cheta yisai? Because the Amon, like we said before, to teach us that mekal les Hashem also means bekorus. But according to Reb Chananya, the pasuk is talking about zay Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And the Torah is saying, you know why you get Korus for not bringing Pesach Sheni? Only because this person did not bring Pesach Sheni either. In other words, if you would bring Pesach Sheni, or else you were at least a Shegeg, the Shas Pesach Sheni, then you would not have a Chiyuv Korus. The Chiyuv Korus from the Rishon is only, totally, what's going to be the Shas Pesach Sheni. You have to have a Chiyuv Korus both places, then you have your one Chiyuv Korus. That's from Chananya's Chandis Pasuk. You have a Chiyuv Korus because you did not bring Pesach Rishon willingly, and who are then Pesach Sheni also you were amazed for not bringing it. Then you have your one Chiyuv Korus. But even though you were amazed by Pesach Rishon, if by Pesach Sheni you're not amazed, you're only a Shoigeg, then you have no Chiyuv Korus according to Reb Chananya. So the Mora, Mahilkach, therefore, Hazid Bezer Bezer. Let's say somebody did not bring b'mezid willingly a Pesach Rishon. Hanuah did when it came to Pesach Sheni, he did not bring it either. He did not bring either one of the two kabbalas b'mezid. Is pshita divri hakachayiv. According to everybody, there's a chiyuv korus. Even according to Reb Chananya, because he did not bring both kabbalas willingly, there's a chiyuv korus. What about shogag b'zeh b'zeh? He forgot it when it came Pesach Rishon. He forgot today was erev Pesach. That's why he didn't bring it. It became Pesach Sheni, again forgot to say was Pesach Sheni. Is Pshita Divri Hakol Poter. Avad, according to everybody, is Poter from Korus. So what do you mean the guys are shaking? He forgot about it. Forgot about both of them. Pshita, he's Poter from Korus, according to everybody. What about Hezid Berishin? Became Pesach Rishin, he knew today was Erev Pesach, and Bemezid willingly, he did not bring the Korban. V'shogag B'Sheni. And the locker is, he's still supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. And when it came Pesach Sheni, they really wanted to bring it, just he forgot today was Pesach Sheni. What's the locha? Le Rebbe ule Rebbe Nosin Mechayvi. According to Rebbe, Rebbe owes either one of the two could be Mechayvi you. So since here you were amazed at Pesach Rishon, you're Chayvi for that. Who are then Rebbe Nosin holds? When you're amazed at Pesach Rishon, that's Mechayvi you occurs. Rav Nosson says it's not totally in Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni doesn't help you out at all. The Ikka is totally in Pesach Rishon. So here, since you're amazed by Pesach Rishon, in Echnam Yechayat Kurus. Avalu Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Potter. For according to Chananya Potter. Because he says you only Chayat Kurus if you didn't do both Kabbalists willingly. Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But here, since Pesach Sheni was done B'Shegeg only, so therefore you're Potter from the Kurus. What about Shogag Berishon? When it came Pesach Rishon every Pesach, you forgot. You made a mistake, you forgot to say with Erev Pesach. That's why you didn't bring the korban. You're only a shogeg. For Hezid B'Sheni. Now when it came Pesach Sheni, you were amazed. You knew today was Pesach Sheni, you knew you were supposed to bring the korban, and willingly you didn't bring it. And what's the locha? The Rebbe Chayib. According to Rebbe, you're still Chayib Korus. Because Rebbe holds either one has a separate Chayib by itself. Either one of the two korbanis, if you don't bring them amazed, could be Mechayib Yul Korus. Of the Rebbe Nosin, Rebbe Chananya, Ben Akav Yepotter. But here, even according to Rav Nosson Yepotter, because Rav Nosson knows the Iker is the first Pesach. And here you were shaking the first Pesach. The Pesach Sheni is not Mechayiv you a Korban. And according to Rav Chananya, you'll see a Potter. Because Rav Chananya says, you only Chayiv if you're amazed both times. Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Here you were shaking Pesach Rishon, you're Potter from bringing you're Potter from Korus. Zok the Mishnah. What is considered, the Torah says, if you're derech rechoika, you're far away from Yerushalayim, you have a ptur not to bring the Pesach Rishon. If you want to bring it, and make a shliach bring it for you, that was the machoikas before Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashis. But the Torah says clearly, that if you're far away, you have a ptur not to bring it. You're not chayiv korus for not bringing it. Now, what's called derech rechoika? How far away from Yerushalayim do you have to be? Ezer rechoika, menamadiyin eluchutz. If you're outside Modi'in, that's a city that's far outside Yerushalayim, if you're that far out of Yerushalayim, then you're called Derech Rechoika. Ulechutz, further than that. Ulechutz, lecharuach, anywhere you are, that's the measurement how far away you have to be. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. We'll see in the Gemara, this is 15 mil. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, a bigger chiddush. Even meyiskupa so azora ulechutz. Even if somebody is just outside the yiskupa, the step to the azara to the Beis Hamikdash, he's also potter. As long as you're not inside the Beis Hamikdash, you're potter. Ulechutz. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah, Amalei Rabbi Yosi, lefikach noko. Therefore, the Torah writes the pasuk al hey. When it says derech rechoyko, when it says the last hey rechoyko, there's a the noko, there's a dot on top of it. Loima to tell us. It doesn't really mean you're so far away from Yerushalayim, you cannot get there now in the time to bring the Pesach Rishon, to bring on Erev Pesach to get there. Ella, even if you're only, even though you're only mamish just outside the Beis Hamikdash, that's where you are. You do not get yourself with some onus. I mean, you have to be an onus of Avada. As if you're amazed, if you're a person of mamish is around Yerushalayim, and you could go there, and b'mezid willingly you did not go, so pshita you have no ptur. Avada, b'mezid you have to bring korban, you chayiv koros if you don't bring it. So the pasuk means some onus happened to you. You were in Yerushalayim, and an onus happened that I couldn't get there, even though you're mamish right outside the Beis Hamikdash. But as long as an onus, let's say you got sick, and you got a headache, and you can't get there right now, and I can't, even though you're outside the yiskupa, but since you're an onus, you can't get inside, that's also called derech rechoyka. You're also potter from bringing the Pesach. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have the chiyuv koros for that. Just later, bring a Pesach sheni. Yeah, Zot Gemara. Omar Ula. So Ula says, min ha-modia ne-Yerushalayim chamisha samilin. Because this year, according to Tanakama, means that you have to be at least 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. That's how far away Modi'in is from Yerushalayim. So Rashi Chamisha Semilin, Midikorva Leitana Didan, Derech Rechoik Legabe Pesach, Sposha Tana means you were that far away that you could not walk into, get into Yerushalayim, or get into the Beis Hamikdash. Osvir Lelula, Derech Rechoik means Kol Sheini Yochol Likoneis Vishash Shchita. Kol Shash Shchita. All the time, Vishash Tashet in the Korban, you cannot get there. Mahalach, you can't walk there. V'yayin the Magiyah. Now, v'shash chitas mechatzay seyayim velech. When is the time on Erev Pesach that the first time you can start bringing the Korban Pesach? That's after chatzayis. The vein hu abayim ksiv. The post says you have to bring it vein hu abayim. That means ketomit, like the tomit shevein abayim. V'tomit zok Rashi, the tomit shevein abayim. Afal pi shenishkat v'sheish omachta, even though usually we never bring it earlier than after half an hour after chatzayis, and that's usually we don't daven mincha, but at least the half an hour after chatzayis, so Rashi says that's only mid rabbonin. Zemana min atarud or min atarud. Rashi learns mitchila sheva. Really, mid iraisi, you could bring the tomat shabein abayim, or you could start shechting a korban pesach on erev pesach right after chatzos, right at the beginning of the seventh hour, after the sixth hour, after chatzos, you could start bringing the korban pesach. V'yelech shemaschela sachama lisakim. That's when the sun already starts turning towards the west. Kapi marif. So kids, that's the time when you can start bringing the Korban Pesach. Yep. Until how long can you bring it? Up until Shkiyah. Once the sun sets, then you can't bring the Korban Pesach anymore. Why? That's the halacha. The dam of the Korban becomes posel after sunset. You can't use the dam anymore. Now, from chatzos, from the time that you could start bringing the korban up until shkia, how far, how long can a person walk? A normal person can walk 15 mil. Like we'll soon see. So that's why this is the lochem. If at throughout the time when they started to shech the korban, you were so far away that even if right now by chatzos you start walk to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash, you won't get there in time. That's called Yobaderech Rechoika. So you have to be far away that from Chatzos, from afternoon, Chatzos Hayom, up until sunset, you won't reach the Beis Hamikdash, which is 15 mil, like we'll soon see. So Mark explains now. Sovale, Sovalo, Kihod Yomer, Rabba, Barbachon, Om Rab Yechin. Because Ula also holds like Rabbi Avachon Omer Rabbi Yechidin. That what? Kama mahalach adam b'yoyim. How much does a normal person, how long can he walk throughout the daytime? Asara pasois. 10 pasois. A pas is 4 mil, which means 40 mil. A normal person can walk 40 mil. This doesn't mean a mile. A mil is around a half, come out like almost come out a half of a mile. So a normal person can only walk 40 mil a day. Now, me'olas ha-shachar, a day means from olas ha-shachar until tzvesek echovim. But for korban pesach, we don't reckon zich from neitzachama until the shkia. We only care about shkia. So me'olam, me'olas ha-shachar, from the morning star, v'yad ha-neitzachama, up until the sun rises, chameshes milim. That takes 5 mil. This is like a bit of time shita, 72 minutes. Hu adin mishkia sachama. From Shkia Sachama, from sunset, the Yad Tzetzik Chovim, up until night, up until Tzetzik Chovim, is also Chameshis Milan. It's 5 Milan. Right, some have the gears of 4 Milan here, but kids, this is how you get to 72 minutes. It's 5 Milan between Shkia and Tzetzik Chovim. The other sheet is the Groa, Dingzachon Rabbein Atam, and it's not like this, that this Gemara is not talking about Tzetzik Chovim really night. No, it means here at the end of Tzetzik Chovim, even though it's after night time, but it's talking about the end of Tzetzik Chovim. That takes 72 minutes. So, Parshi Lo, how much, so mainly you can walk 5 in the morning, and 5 by night, come out. So how much is left over for the daytime? Parshi Lo Tlosin. You have 30 left over. If a normal person walks 40 throughout the day, and you take off 10, you have 30 left over. So now, Chamesha, you have 15 mitzafra from sunset, from sunrise, lepal gudiyum up until chatzait, that's half the day. The Chamesha, another 15 mil you could walk, mipal gudiyayim alurta, from chatzait up until sunset. In other words, from sunrise to sunset, a person walks 30 mil. So melu divide that in half, it's 15. So from the time of Shchitas HaPesach, which is chatzait, up until sunset, how far can a normal person walk? 15 mil. Therefore, if a person is 15 mil outside Yerushalayim, so even though right now by Chatzos, he'll start walking in, he won't reach it in time, that's called the B'derek Rechoika. That's what Ula holds. The Mar Ula the time, Ula goes according to Yeshita. The Yom Ula says, Eizehu Derek Rechoika. What is considered a Derek Rechoika? The Torah says, if you're far away outside Yerushalayim, you're part of a Pesach Rishon, what's called Derech Rechoika? Kol Shein Yochol Likonis. Anybody that cannot get in to the Beis HaMikdash, Mishbashah Shchita. While the Shecht and the Korbans, Kol Zaman Shchita, from Chatzai Siyam to Shkia, you can't get in there, that's called Derech Rechoika. So be you 15 mil outside, that's called Derech Rechoika. The one mama, what did we just learn? Me'yolah Sashachar Adanetacham HaChameshis Milin. Minolan, how do we know this? You can walk 5 mil from the sun, from the morning star up until the sunrise. To see if the pasuk says, "Uchemoy hashachar ola vayitzo malachim." Right away by the morning star, the malachim by light start to move them, push them to get out of stein. Uchsev hashemesh yotza loritz v'loit botzara. It says by the time the sun came out, by the time sunrise, light reached soyara. That's how far he walked. He's from Eilas HaShachar up until Anetzachama. He walked from Stein up until Tzuara. Now, the Yom Rebbe Chanina, the Nadi Chazali, I went to measure how far away is Soyara from Stein. Who asked Rebbe Evi Chamisha Mil? It was 5 mil away. That's how I know that's how far much you can walk from sun, from the morning star up until Eilas HaShachar, up until Anetzachama. You can walk 5 mil. Gufa, Omarula. What's called a person that's far away? He cannot get into the Beis HaMikdash and make it there in time when they can still shech the carbon. You have to be much further away. In other words, even though you can't get there b'shas shechita, but if you could get there b'shas nighttime, if you could reach Yerushalayim by nighttime in order to eat the Pesach, that's also enough. Because you have to be much further away. Omale Rabalula. Levidoch kasha, habakasha on you, or Rabbi Yehuda kasha, habakasha on Rabbi Yehuda Rosh, habakasha on both of you. Levidoch kasha, according to you, Ula, habakasha on the Amarta, you say Ula, kol shen yochel ikonis b'shashchita. As long as you're 15 mil away, that you can't get in there from Chatzos up until Shkia, you can't make it for the time of the Shkita, you're called Derech Rechoika. For the Gemara, Tomei Sheretz,
if somebody touched a sheretz today, the enyachol ikonis b'shar shchita, even though he went to the mikvah, he's called the tzvul yoyim, he can't get into the base of mikvah all day today. He's not going to get in there. Still, ukarmit, we hold that shechtim b'zorchin atame sheretz, you're allowed to have the korban brought for him. He's even though he can't be there b'shar shchita, so what? As long as by night time, when you bring the korban home to eat, he'll be torn and he can eat the meat, that's enough. So here also, even though the person is so far away, he can't walk to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash to get there before Shchiya, to be Shasta Shchita, so what? Let him have a Shliach, bring the korban for him, as long as he'll be home by night time, it should be enough. Vaitel Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Vakasha New Rabbi Yehuda. To Yoma, you say, Kol Shein Yochol Ikonis B'Shasta Chila. Whoever can't get into Yerushalayim by night time to eat the korban, that's when it's no good. But mashma, if you could get there by night time, you could bring the korban. For the Gemara of Otomei Sheretz, the Yochol Ikonis B'Shas Techila, Otomei Sheretz, he was Tomei by daytime, he went to the mikvah, at night time he could eat the meat. Still, Yurab Yudah holds, Ukama Yurab Yudah holds, Ein Shechtim Zechon Otomei Sheretz. Yurab Yudah holds that Otomei Sheretz, since he was not able to be there B'Shas Techitam, he could not bring a korban at night. So according to Sphira on Yurab Yehuda, how could you say if this person was outside Yerushalayim, he couldn't get in there by daytime? He could only make it at nighttime. His korban is kosher, because he could be there b'shas achila. Ah, you say a Tomei Sheretz. Even though he could be there by nighttime, still you can't bring a korban for him, since he can't be there b'shas shchita. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lechura, you have to be able to be in the Beis HaMikdash b'shas shchita. So why do you say if a person is far away, just to make it home, a time at night time is good?
All right, we'll stop here. Mishem will finish next tape.
The last Gemara again, Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom Gemara we'll do again just. The Shaila was, what's called the Richuk Mokum? What's called you're away from Yerushalayim that you have a Ptur not to bring your Korban Pesach? So there's a shala between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda. That Ula said, if you be here outside the Mokum of the Asiyah, you're outside Yerushalayim during the time that you can bring the Korban Pesach. That's called the Richuk Mokum. And Rabbi Yehuda said that Richuk Mokum means you're so far away from Yerushalayim that you can't even get in on time to eat the Korban at night. That's called Richuk Mokum. So Mori asked the Kasha, Omalei Rava Lula, Omalei Rabba Lula. So Rabba told Ula, L'didoch kasha, have a kasha on you, or Rabbi Yehuda kasha, have a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda also. L'didoch kasha, according to you, I have a kasha. The Amrit, you say, Kol shen yochol ikonis b'shash shchita, whoever is far away from Yerushalayim, that means 15 mil, that you can't walk into Yerushalayim from Chatzos Hayom, from the time that the shchita starts, up until Shkiyas HaCham, if you can't make it into Yerushalayim, that's called your far away mokum richuk mokum, and your potter from bringing a Pesach Rishon. That's what you said, Ula. Savakasha knew v'otome sheretz. If somebody touched the sheretz today on Erev Pesach, the enyochol likornes b'shash chita. So on the daytime now, he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. Because since he touched the sheretz today, even if he goes to the mikvah, he has to wait till Erev Shemis. So he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash the whole time while they're bringing the Korban Pesach. Still, ukarmid, you Ula hold, shechten v'zorkin atome sheretz, that the person has a chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. And we say, let a shliach bring the korban into the Beis HaMikdash for you, and he'll shecht it for you, as long as by night time you'll be tor, you'll be able to eat the korban. So you see, there's a chiyuv upon someone to bring a korban, even though you can't be there b'shas shchita, as long as you're able to eat it at night. Well, Rabbi Yehuda kasha, Rabbi kasha and Rabbi Yehuda shchita also. The Yom HaYur Rabbi Yehuda just said, what does richuk moka mean? Somebody's far away, he's potter. Called shein yochol likornes b'shas achila. That means you're so far away, that even if you start coming into Yerushalayim, you won't make it there the whole night time. You won't get to Yerushalayim throughout the night of Leil Pesach. That's how far away you are. Then you're potter from bringing this Pesach Rishon. I, the kasher is, v'atomei sheretz. You, Rabbi Yehuda, hold, atomei sheretz means somebody touched the sheretz today on the Erev Pesach. The halacha is that he goes to the mikvah today. And true, the whole daytime he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash, but I call upon him at night time, as soon as it comes Pesach Chavim, he's tahor, and he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The Yochol Likornis B'Shas Achila. Otome Sheretz would be allowed to eat the korban by night. Because by night time he went to the mikveh ready by daytime, and he becomes tor at night. So since he's tor ready, he should be able to eat the korban. Ukoma, you review the sheet there is. You hold, Ein Shechtin V'Zorkin Otome Sheretz. You review the holds no. That Otome Sheretz, since throughout the time of the Shechita, he was not roi, he did not have a korban. Even though at night time he's roi to eat.
You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not totally in the Zman Achil at night time, because the Tomei Sheretz should be allowed to have a korban brought for him, because by night time he's Torah already. Still, you, Rabbi Yehuda, says no, since by daytime throughout the Zman of the Shechita he's Tomei, he can't have a korban brought for him. So you see, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, your Shechita should be, it's all totally if you're ready to bring the korban b'shas Shechita. So why do you say here, if somebody's far away, that he could make it into Yerushalayim by nighttime to eat the korban, he has the chiyuv to bring the korban. Even though he was far away, that throughout the whole daytime he can't get in. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's totally, if you're able to be here, b'shas Shechita. So Rav answered back, or Ula answered back, Lola didi kasha, it's not a kasha according to me, but Lola Rabbi Yehuda kasha, it's not a kasha according to either one of them. The didi lo kasha, according to me, Ula, there's no question. What was the question again? That Ula holds what's called a derech rechayka. If somebody was 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, that he can't travel in from Chatzai Sayyim up until Shkia. Throughout the whole time when you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, he could not make it into Yerushalayim. That's enough to give him a ptur. So the question was, why a Tomei Sheretz is mechuyev to bring a korban? He can't come in throughout this man shechita. He could only make it by night to eat the korban. But by daytime, since he's a Tomei Sheretz, he can't make it in. Why do you say he has the chiyuv to have a korban brought for him? That there it says, like kasha, there's no kasha. Derech rechoyke l'tor, v'yein derech rechoyke l'tomei. The Torah says, anu gzeres akosiv, that if somebody's tor, really is a normal person, just he's far outside Yerushalayim, that he can't make it in time to bring the korban Pesach. So the Torah said he's potter. Now Ula learns, how far away is he? He's just far away that he can't make it into Yerushalayim by Shkia Sachama. Throughout the whole Zman HaShechita, he's so far away, then the Torah patted him. If a person is a Tomei Sheretz, even though right now he can't make it into the Beis HaMikdash, but the reason why he can't make it in is not because he's far away. It's because he's Tomei. For that, the Torah never said a Ptur. The Torah only said, if a person is Derech Rechayka, you have a Ptur, you don't have to bring a Pesach Rishon. Mashenkin, if you're here in Yerushalayim, just like you're Tomei, so what's stopping you from coming in? Yilchus Tumah. On Yilchus Tumah, the Torah never said the Gezeras HaKosah to say, you're potter from the carbon. We say, no, have a carbon brought for you, send the Shliach into the Beis HaMikdash to bring the carbon for you, let him take it home, and at night time, you'll be Tor, so you'll eat the carbon at night. Therefore, there's no Kashanulah.